Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Rest in peace to Aya, who unfortunately passed away. She was shot dead in plain sight, a 19-year-old Muslim girl in Blackburn. And I don't really have any words to describe this, because I feel like, had this even been a white girl, this would be all over the news. But I guarantee that some of you listening to this podcast episode probably don't even know who I'm talking about. This is a cold-blooded murder that took place during the day, in broad daylight, and I'm not really seeing it anywhere in the news. And we need to raise awareness for important matters like this, which I do on my channel. And there needs to be more support for Muslim women, especially in this particular, you know, times, the plight of abuse that is going on right now. Police have launched a murder investigation following the death of a woman from a suspected gunshot wound in Blackburn on Sunday. Officers were called shortly after 3 p.m. to King Street in the centre of the town, following reports a woman was unresponsive and gunshots had been heard. The woman, believed to be a 19-year-old from Blackburn, was taken to hospital but later died. A post-mortem will take place. It was reported that a car thought to be a light-coloured or metallic green Toyota was seen leaving the scene. A car matching the description was later recovered, and police are appealing for anyone who may have seen the car to contact them. This is a truly shocking and senseless killing, which has robbed a young woman of her life. Although the victims had yet to be formally identified, we believe she was a young woman from the local area, says a policeman. Her family have now been informed of her death and they are understandably utterly, utterly distraught. An investigation has been launched and we are determined to find out those who are responsible. This is crazy. Guys, this is crazy. And I use my platforms to voice concerns and matters, especially for people of colour, for minorities, in these plight times where so much abuse takes place and there isn't really any strong vocal forces out there that are really discussing these matters at hand. And I find it to be absolutely disgusting, and I don't understand what the hell is going on. Why isn't this on the main news? Why aren't we seeing this? Why am I alerted through this through a hashtag on Twitter, but I'm not seeing it on the news? I'm not getting notifications. I'm not seeing it anywhere. And this is what needs to be spoken about. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to go out of your home and come back in one piece. It is an absolute blessing. And this story needs to have more coverage. It needs to be spoken about more, because I can see that nobody really is addressing it, apart from people on Twitter that are talking about it, where it's just about, you know, trending. Just, if anything. This person was shot literally with a gun. A 19-year-old young girl, robbed from her life, family distraught, in the month of Ramadan, where Muslims are obviously, you know, fasting, a holy month, even more emotional, especially with Eid coming up literally around the corner. How can this family even celebrate? This traumatic situation, somebody has been robbed completely. completely. Absolutely completely. And being a Muslim woman within itself is a massive trouble, especially being a visible one where you are continuously judged and discriminated for a, you know, for wearing a hijab. And I'm so appalled by what has happened. So appalled. Who this man is, they haven't really confirmed if it was racially motivated. They have allegedly found a picture of the man who looks like a guy that could be, you know, doing this kind of like white supremacist related attacks, but we don't know if that's confirmed, so you can't go on stuff yet that's not confirmed, number one. Number two, for those of you who do know about the story, please don't send around or repost tweets in support with her picture, because the family have actually asked that they don't want her picture out anywhere. So that I feel I should regurgitate on this podcast, but I didn't even plan to do this podcast today. I plan to do a completely different topic, but this needs to be addressed and needs to be vocalized as soon as possible, and people with platforms need to speak up about this, because this story is sickening. We have a young hijabi woman who was shot dead in plain sight, number one. Why was she shot dead in plain sight? You know, and hijabi woman, you know, being targeted in such a manner. Hopefully this isn't the case, but it seems like it is. And number two, the lack of coverage. Two main problems here. I feel that this potentially could be a racially motivated attack. That's my likeliness. That's where I'm thinking this is going. But of course, we don't have any direct, you know, confirmation of that, number one. And number two, we damn well know if this was a white girl who was young, who was a 19-year-old, you know, young white girl being shot dead, this would have gained more coverage. And we need to have these conversations now more than ever when an incident, you know, takes place, because this is when we are speaking about it the most. So for those of you who said, oh, you know, someone just passed, wait until that complete, that makes no sense to me, because when that particular moment does pass, nobody wants to have these conversations. You need to have these conversations as soon as possible, and because it helps to raise awareness, it acts as a catalyst to raise awareness that we have a young 19-year-old girl who goes by the name of Aya. For those of you who don't know, happily search up, you know, rest in peace Aya, read about it, talk about it with your friends, raise awareness about it, because this situation is so tremendously sad. And I wanted to do a tribute episode to talk about this, a quick 10 minutes, because it seems that nobody really is. And I want to address this not only on my YouTube channel, which I will, but I will want to address this on my podcast, because I feel like this podcast really is just an emblematic platform of just talking about anything and everything, especially important stuff. And this to me is very personal. It's just very sad. I don't know the girl, but you know, to see Muslim women like this, which I have defended here and there on my channel, and I will continue to do so. And this is something that I feel like nobody really is just doing much. I just can't believe it. Like, oh my days, man. This is sad. Like, there are no words to describe this, man. There are just no words to describe this. No words. A young girl had her life taken away from her. And I'm not seeing it anywhere. Like, if I type her name into Google, I can't see any articles. I can't see anything. It's crazy. It's legit, like, nobody is talking about it. Hardly anywhere. Anywhere. It's nowhere. And even if it is anywhere, it's hardly anything written. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And how can this even happen, like so casually? I'm not seeing it anywhere online. The lack of media representation here is only a reflection of the racism that is funneling through it, because nobody is speaking about it. Nobody. Like, I don't understand what is going on. In the times of coronavirus, people should be self-isolating, but people are out here shooting people. She was just getting groceries, getting some stuff for herself and her family, leaving the groceries, and some man comes and shoots her, and she dies from a gunshot wound. What is going on? Hijabi women are not even safe out here. Muslim are not safe out here to even leave their homes with the idea that they could be shot. And then on top of that, nobody even cares. we've all been so desensitized to so much that people can quickly forget stuff as well. And I feel like that needs to be added into this podcast. Yes, there's a lack of coverage. Yes, I believe there's massive forms of media racism, but also we are so desensitized because we're seeing people die left, right, and center because of the access of social media and online world that we have, and because the world is really turning into a very bad place. Like, over 90,000 people have died in America, nearly 40,000 in the UK, numbers believed to be far more higher. So, and it's like, I know that people can forget things and move on, but sometimes we need to just stop and think and, you know, have that kind of respect for what the hell the family could be going through. And I hopefully, you know, I'm glad that I have platforms to utilize this and talk about this and raise these major issues, because this is something that I just wanted to bring to my channel. Hopefully this has reached you guys. Hopefully you guys can do more research for yourselves. But I wanted to just bring this and make this a quick podcast episode. Let me know what your thoughts are. Please do subscribe. Use the hashtag I'm over it. I would really appreciate it if you guys did. Use the hashtag I'm over it. And I will catch you guys soon for another podcast episode. Damn, this is crazy, man. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it. And don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.